evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. Hi, I'm Irene Watson, and I'm the managing editor of ReaderViews, and I'm in Austin, Texas.
And I'm Victor Volkman from Loving Healing Press in Ann Arbor, Michigan. It's September 27th, 2007, and welcome to episode number 44 in our series. Tonight's topic is using social media to promote your book. And our special guest who will be joining us this hour is Deltina Hay. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Now, Deltina is the owner of Dalton Publishing, an up-and-coming literary press out of Austin, Texas. She has also been programming and doing web development in one form or another for over 25 years. Her love of publishing and media, coupled with her passion for open-source programming, led her naturally to Web 2.0 and social media consulting. She is the founder of SocialMediaPower.com, a social media and Web 2.0 consulting firm specializing in helping authors and small publishers succeed in the new live web. Good evening to you, Deltina.
Thanks, Victor. That's good. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Deltina. It's great to have you here, too. And okay, first of all, what is social media? The big question.
Okay. Right, the big question. And it's a real confusing question for a lot of people, too, because it's been defined so many different ways over the years. But social media really is a blanket term that describes all of the different tools and technologies that are used in the new live web, or Web 2.0 is another term that a lot of people hear it described as, such as the tools that help you to blog, podcasting tools, social networking tools, RSS feeds, etc. So it's not as much a way of doing things as a term that describes all of the things that you can do it with, if that makes sense.
So, yes, it does. And what I'm wondering is, like, you've listed off a whole bunch of things like blogs and podcasts and things like this. And so what's the difference between this and actually having a website?
Well, social media is really an enhancement beyond your website. Your website is, you know, ultimately your presence on the World Wide Web. Social media is more about interactivity, sharing, and collaboration. Those are the three ways in which I try to generalize social media, where you're actually interacting with other people on the web more, you're collaborating with people more, and you're sharing your information and commenting on other people's information more. So many of the social media tools are actually ancillary things to your existing web presence.
So basically the website is just part of this whole gamut of all the things that you can actually do to promote your book. Is this correct?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure. And you certainly use your web presence also to increase your social media optimization.
Sure.
By incorporating other tools.
Okay. And so let's talk about some of these tools. And, you know, there's obviously a number of tools that can be used, but I'm wondering what would you say would be the most effective tools in social media?
Well, that really, Irene, that really depends on what people are doing. I realize that there's a lot out there to do, and I think one of the problems is that people get really overwhelmed when they see all of the social media options out there for them. You know, Twitter and WordPress and Facebook and, you know, MySpace, et cetera. But it's really important to focus in on those tools that actually will help somebody promote whatever it is they're trying to promote on the web.
Okay, Deltina, that brings up an interesting point. I mean, there's always the classic make versus buy decision. Do I glue all these tools into my existing website, or do I put all my cards into Facebook, MySpace, or something like that? How do I make an intelligent decision?
Well, I think that with any really good marketing, you want to define your audience. So you define your audience as far as who is it you're trying to reach. And chances are, if you aren't trying to reach a very young crowd, you're not going to go to MySpace. If you're not trying to reach businesses, you're not going to go to LinkedIn. So knowing really which demographic is attracted to different social networking or business networking areas is probably where you want to be. Now, trying to be all things to all people is, I think, where a lot of people get overwhelmed. is that, you know, trying to have a MySpace and trying to have Facebook and trying to be on LinkedIn, and then suddenly, and then they're just exhausted.
Right, you can end up with a mediocre presence everywhere instead of one that really works.
Yes, that's right. And certainly, you know, we talk about, you know, social media as being, I mean, because I think automatically people do go to, you know, they think about Facebook and they think about, you know, MySpace, because those are the things that, you know, that you hear about on NPR just about every day. But there are so many other, you know, other tools out there for social media and ways that people can really get creative with them, especially authors, because authors are, you know, usually have a plethora of information. And, you know, offering up that information, especially offering up that information and making it interactive for the people, is a big, big part of social media.
Right. I have this impression, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the few bloggers that I know often feel like they're put upon to produce new content every day. I mean, is there a certain responsibility that you take on by putting forward a social media that you're going to keep putting out more stuff?
Well, I think so, but I think a larger generalization that's made there is that blogging is the only way that you can reach out to them.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a really, really common, that's a really good point and a really common assumption that people make. It's like, you know, you mention blogging to them and they go, oh, my God,
yes.
I have to write, you know, pages and pages of information every single day. And I know I'm a writer, but this is ridiculous. But one of the things that I'm doing now is I'm building widgets for people. Now, widgets are just little snippets of code that you can create or offer up for people to actually drag and drop onto their, you know, their interactive websites, or their websites that will actually accept widgets, like a WordPress website or a MySpace spot. And what I encourage people to do, especially people who write about topics that they can do, say, tips on a daily basis, mm-hmm. or on a weekly basis, is to offer up these little widgets so that people can actually pull the feeds from their site and have, say, like a tip of the day.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Yeah, so you're still writing every day. You're still keeping your content interactive, but you can accomplish something like that by writing a paragraph a day.
Wow, that's really cool.
And you can also write 3 or 4 pages, and you know, there's your quarter's worth of entries.
Right. Now, how about getting started with the video recording and broadcasting? Is that a lot of work, and does that produce results?
Oh, I don't think it's a lot of work anymore. I mean, the software that's out there to do it is much more friendly. And I mean, you know, you can have a webcam. As everybody knows, or most people know, you can have a webcam hooked up to your computer and, you know, record a message right there and put it on YouTube or stream it onto your site. Video, I think, is really, really important and is, you know, getting closer to, like, the next phases of, you know, Web 3.0, a lot of people are calling it, where, you know, text is no longer going to be king. It is going to be about video. And so, you know, I do recommend that people try to find, you know, convenient ways to start getting into that particular medium.
Right. And then you've got another sort of promotional hurdle. I know Irene and I have both run into, you know, how do we get the word out about our podcasts? You know, we sign up, we got our little thing on iTunes along with 5,000 other podcasts. Is there some tips you have for rising above the roar?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the huge advantages of social media and Web 2.0 is the ability to get information out there and not have to rely on the search engine to do it anymore. Another mistake I think people make is that once they get their blog up, they say, okay, now I'm set, you know, and now I'm blogging, and now people are going to come to my site. And people are going to come to your site. A whole lot of spammers are going to come to your site.
Yes, exactly.
But to really target the people that you want to attract, you know, you have to, you know, like I said earlier, you know, there are really three aspects. There's interactivity, there's sharing, there's collaboration. Now, those last two, sharing and collaboration, are two really, really important parts, because if you're not out there, you know, in the conversation, then, you know, people aren't necessarily going to come to you. And so, yeah, you put up, you know, you put your podcast up on iTunes, you know, you get it in the big search engines, but that's only for convenience.
Yeah.
Then you really do have to go out there and say, you know, it's your responsibility to make certain that your content is tagged in Technorati or Delicious. Now, those really, really important social media indexing sites.
Okay, yeah, talk a little bit more about those. I mean, I've heard about them, but I haven't really used them. And what do I need to know about social media indexing?
Well, there's social, well, the in bookmarking, actually the more likely called social bookmarking, where you actually want to go out and make your content searchable by others using very specific keywords or tags. Technorati is specifically for blogs. Delicious is more specifically for actual websites or URLs.
Okay.
And what you do is you build a, well, let's say, if you have a blog, the best thing to do is go into Technorati and claim your blog. It's like, this is my blog, here's a description of it, and here's a whole list of keywords or tags that when people go into Technorati and search for a blog on that subject, I'm going to get put in that slot.
Oh.
So hopefully I'm going to come up, you know, with that search. And the beauty about all this is that it's forming what's called folksonomy on the web, where we, the people, excuse the are really taking back the web and are deciding what we find interesting and what, you know, what we're reading, because in Technorati you're going to get a higher rating depending on how many other people have actually tagged your site.
Right, they vote on whether your keywords are worthy.
Right, or they actually bookmark your site. And so not really your keywords, but you, but your site. Like I go out, say, and do a search in Technorati on, you know, the term social media, and I run into somebody, you know, great like Todd Deflin of Shift Communications, who came up with a social media newsroom, which is another thing that's a great tool, especially for authors. But then I'll look at Todd's blog, and I think, wow, that's one I want to keep track of, and so I will tag it. Well, that's just one more notch for him as far as how he is going to rate the next time somebody searches for social media.
Right.
And so it is not determined anymore, or in those realms anyway, by the search engines or by the robots. It's determined, you know, literally by us and how relevant we think a site is on that topic. That's why it's called folksonomy.
Cool.
Deltina, you mentioned a few times Web 2.0. Explain to our listening audience what that really means. And then you mentioned Web 3.0. So it's like, let's get first to understand what 2.0 is before we go to 3.2. I'm stuttering here.
Well, yeah, because this is the new live web, you know, there have been a lot of terms thrown out there to try and describe it. And I personally like the live web. But, you know, I mean, I don't make the rules, you know, whatever sounds good. But really, Web 2.0 is almost synonymous with the expression social media now, where all it really means is the second generation of the Internet, you know, Web 2.0, where, you know, we're in the second phase of the Internet now, where it isn't just about, you know, somebody happening upon the static information on your website. It's about the information on your site changing dynamically to give people a reason to be wanting to come back, and then offering up your information as being interactive. I'm like reading information and being able to comment on it like in a blog, or being able to subscribe to it through RSS. That's it, you know, interactivity and sharing kind of overlapping there. And then also the collaboration, like if you have a subject that, you know, is just ripe for, you know, people to be talking about, you could offer a forum on your site or a wiki. And so that is really, you know, it's really kind of the way in which the web is evolving into its next evolutionary stage.
Wow. And it's just so hard to keep up because everything is moving so quickly. You just mentioned about wikis. Let's talk about wikis and explain to us what a wiki is.
Well, a wiki is really a collaboration at its best. You and your readers or your listeners are probably familiar with Wikipedia. It's probably the most popular wiki out there. Now, what
right.
it is it's, I'm sorry?
Yes, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. It's, you know, a wiki is you know, a collaborative site where anybody can add content or edit content, you know, add to things. And it's not, you know, it's not a forum where people are discussing things. It's a place where, you know, people are, you know, literally adding information and facts to certain, you know, areas or you know, again, keywords, you know, like social media. If you brought up social media Wikipedia, you would see that there would be a number of different entries there, all pretty much made by different people. And some of them are regulated a little heavier because, you know, the spammers, and some people are just, well, they're just playing wrong. And so, you know, some people need to be doing some regulating, but it's still a collaborative effort to collect and record information.
What about RSS feeds? Explain those.
Well, RSS stands for really simple syndication. And I know what you guys are thinking, yeah, right. But it really is. It's only in that it is really simple to use, especially if you're taking advantage of powering your main website using some of the more social media friendly platforms like WordPress or Joomla or Drupal, you know, one of the content management systems, because all of your content then is automatically pulled into what's called an XML document, and that is universally read by what's called a feed aggregator that can then translate that information to other websites. So what this does is it allows other people's content to live very easily on your website and vice versa, but a lot of times by pushing one button.
You know, it's amazing how much is really out there and really to our advantage. If we want ourselves as authors to be known out there, this is the way to go and get our word out there that we have this book. And, of course, you know, people will get interested in it. Now, Deltina, you also, as part of the social media power, you talk about newsrooms. Let's go into a newsroom, and what is a newsroom?
Well, a social media newsroom is a place where all the social media efforts and elements that somebody is using can be put in one place. And so for my authors, I build social media newsrooms that have sections for actually media coverage, you know, the places they've been in the media, with the media logos and information about, you know, like the hook of the article and then a link off to the article. It has a section for news releases. Now, these are social media news releases, which means that they have separate sections that actually include multimedia items like images and author photos, that sort of thing. And then there's also a major section for book reviews in the social media newsroom. There's author events. And then there are also, like, all of the other things that an author might be doing out there on social media, like a link to his or her MySpace page or Facebook profile or LinkedIn profile or their avatar in one of the virtual realities like Second Life. There's also, you know, another big major hunk of it is the multimedia gallery. And within the multimedia gallery, everything multimedia, so any podcasts and images and PDFs and this, so this is ultimately a place where the media can come, the book buyers can come, prospective readers, prospective reviewers, really anybody who wants to know anything about the book can come and see the information. But beyond just being able to see the information, you can share the information. That's a collaboration, which means with this one click you can email the information to somebody else. You can bookmark it in one of the social indexing sites, or you can subscribe to it, the whole entire newsroom, or even smaller portions within the newsroom. And that's on the surface. There's really a lot more. For instance, it also has what we call purpose-built delicious pages and links to tech body tags that have to do with the author's content or with the subject of their book and so forth.
Wow, that's a whole world that I wasn't even aware of.
And we'll be back with more Authors Access after these important announcements.
Hi there. ReaderViewsKids.com is an amazing website where you can actually read book reviews created by kids themselves. Major reviewers and most online reviewers have adults reviewing children's books. Not only that, adults write the children's books, adults publish the children's books, and adults decide which books the children will read. See where I'm going with this? Sounds like it's a little imbalanced, and ReaderViews Kids has wanted to bring the children back into the picture. Check out ReaderViewsKids.com and read their opinions today. You may be amazed at what they have to say.
When your life or the life of your loved ones are on the line, will you be ready to make the right decision? Hi, I'm Victor Volkman. Join me this week on AuthorsAirwaves.com when we speak with physician, author, and teacher Oleg Reznik, MD, as he shares Secrets of Medical Decision-Making, a new book from Loving Healing Press. That's AuthorsAirwaves.com this week. See you there. And now back to our interview with Deltina Hay. Music for Authors Access is provided by George Wood and PodSafeAudio.com.
How about, yeah. Do you have any experience with sites like Shelfari and Book Movement in terms of social networking?
No, I'm really not familiar with them. Why don't you give me a better idea of what they do?
Okay. Shelfari, you basically populate a bookshelf with all the books you love, and it allows you to discover people with similar interests or find out what they're reading.
Yes, I have. I have seen those sites, and I love them. And then also what's wonderful about the sites is that you can take, say, your a bookshelf. I think a bookshelf is the one that I'm familiar with.
Oh, okay.
Where you can take items from your bookshelf, okay, quote-unquote bookshelf, because that's the name of the product, and move over a widget or a widgets are also called badges. So you might put them in use that, those terms kind of interchangeably. You can take that badge and put it, say, on your website, you know, especially a social media type website, and then you can have a little list of these are the books I'm reading right now, and then if I click on that, it'll bring them back to Bookshelf and, you know, see the bigger picture there. But that is a fantastic way for authors or readers to connect with people who are potential readers or reviewers or just to build a social network.
Right, and I guess the content rotates, so you don't see the same books on the shelf every time. The other one that I know of is bookmovement.com, and that seems to be a site where you go and create virtual online book clubs. And I've dabbled with it, but I was just wondering if you knew of anything like that or a better way to do it.
Well, you know, I don't know really of a better way to do it. I'm not necessarily familiar with the site, but... I mean, it sounds like a great idea, and I think I saw one just recently on a review site, a book review site, you know, regarding, you know, book clubs. I mean, I think that, you know, and I tell this as well, that print reviews are really almost dead.
Really? Great.
You know,
I'm happy to hear that.
I mean, because, you know, I think it really was in the past that, you know, the online reviews were, you know, kind of frowned upon, and they just aren't anymore. I mean, those are the smartest reviews I get on my books are from, you know, these kids, you know, especially, you know, the younger kids who this is the world they know, and they're, you know, they're real smart. And it's so powerful to be, you know, part of a, you know, a networking form of people who have something in common, and it just does, you know, helps you reach out just that much further.
Right. I mean, aren't we all just sort of looking for the way to do viral marketing? Is that the same thing, or how does viral marketing tie into social media?
Well, you know, that's interesting, too. And I think the thing is that, you know, people are smart, and people know when they're being, especially this generation of, you know, these people have been involved in Web 2.0. I mean, when blogging first, you know, came into existence where people were, you know, blogging and, you know, kind of journaling. And, you know, back in the day, it was just journaling and political ranting, and that pretty much was all it was. And then people started catching on with, oh, this is kind of a great way to, you know, get in a conversation and kind of, you know, network and get out there. And they had a term, I think, for it, and I think it was called flogging. You know, back when people would actually, you know, create blogs only for marketing purposes.
Flogging, yeah.
And so, you know, they're on to you. Let me just put it that way. They're already on to you. But in a sense, and this is really, you know, kind of to answer one of Irene's questions earlier, this is really where Web 3.0 kind of comes in, because you've got to figure that those guys are already ahead of us, you know, in one respect, because, you know, now that everybody's caught on to blogging as, like, you know, the latest way to get out there,
yeah.
You know, they're kind of on to the, you know, whatever they're going to create as the next generation of the Internet, because blogging has almost become an expectation.
Yeah, it's just the entry level. It's nothing out of the ordinary.
Right, right.
Deltina, earlier you had mentioned Second Life, and I just kind of had to smile to myself because I went to Second Life. I created my avatar. I got in my car and drove immediately into the old water. And then I'm sitting there thinking, okay, now what is this all about? So I got myself out of this water and ended up in a room. And I'm thinking, what am I doing here? And I made some movements, and I got out of there, and I logged out, and then I thought, what am I supposed to do? So I need an answer from you. So I can go back into Second Life, get into my car, and not go into the water.
Well, I mean, you know, I maybe what I need to say to you is maybe you shouldn't be driving. You know, there are certain rules that still apply. But, you know, I think that this kind of segues into something that's really important as well, and that is that if something's not working for you, you know, it might not be a good idea to do it. And that comes along the lines of being there's so much out there that if you do try to do it all, you know, you're gonna drown. You're going to drive your car into water. And, you know, I don't do a lot of Second Life. I'm not really a gamer. You know, I mean, I certainly could have been. I don't know why I didn't get sucked into it. But, you know, that really is, if you're going to be a participant, you know, Second Life is a game. You know, it's a virtual reality. And so, you know, you really, I think maybe the best way would be to go in with a specific mission. I mean, for instance, there are, you know, I think there are probably virtual book clubs. I'm actually creating a coffee shop with, like, you know, readers. You know, like you could go in for, like, a scheduled, you know, a poetry reading or an open mic or something. And, you know, I'm real excited about the idea of virtual networking, too, like getting professionals from different areas or even similar areas that actually meet in a virtual sense in Second Life. And so, you know, that might be the best way, you know, is to actually, you know that you're going there for a reason as opposed to just go there and expect something to happen to you.
Well, that certainly makes sense, and I am going to try it again now with when you're talking about having a purpose of going there, and I think that is important because I certainly didn't, and of course, you know, it just didn't work for me. So now let's just talk about MySpace. And you had earlier mentioned that it's more for the younger group, is it? Or how effective is MySpace?
Well, I think that MySpace is actually a very powerful networking tool. But I, once again, you know, not all the tools are for everybody. If my publishing company, I have a lot of events. And so I just recently got a new intern who just said, you know, I can't believe you don't have a MySpace page. And I was like, because I didn't. You know, I'm a social media consultant and don't have a MySpace page.
Oof.
Because, you know, I'm on LinkedIn and I'm on Facebook and, you know, I'm on all these more, you know, maybe more business-oriented type sites. Whereas, you know, MySpace, you know, there are a lot of potential readers there. And there are a lot of potential people for coming to some of the events that I do. And so I think that if you want to build a large network, especially if you're going to be bulleting a lot of information out and you want it to reach a lot of people, that would be a good way to do it. But if you're on MySpace to do, you know, literally to do social networking and you're trying to build some professional networks, I just don't recommend it.
And so what would be your first choice rather than MySpace for, let's say, an author?
Well, I would say try Facebook and also on LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I would encourage authors to look at more, you know, other ways to be doing, you know, taking advantage of, you know, the fact that they actually have books, and so which means that they have a lot to write about, and to, you know, really put themselves out there, you know, in the blogosphere and doing, going on to, say, the social indexing sites and looking up things in Technorati that are relevant to their subject matter and tagging them and going to dig and digging sites that are really similar to their information, because it, these things are actually to your advantage by going out there and making, you know, showing that you're doing, you know, you're giving back, you're making a contribution. Also, you know, possibly, I even suggest to some people who have a lot of information to get, you know, seriously start a wiki. And there are a number of sites where you can do it, like you don't have to build it yourself or host it yourself. They will go ahead and create it for you. And then you just go in and maintain it. But to really, you know, kind of take advantage of those writing skills and get out there in the conversation.
So, you know, we're talking about a lot of different terms here. We're talking about LinkedIn. We're talking about MySpace, Second Life, Dig, Delicious, Technorati. It just, you know, there are so many things out there. And I can just imagine some of these authors that are just new into the industry. This is so overwhelming. So can we just sort of get this into a place, into a perspective where a new author that is not very technically inclined to start doing social media? And where do they start? What would be the first thing that they should do, and the second thing, the third thing, and sort of gradually work into creating a social media atmosphere for themselves?
I would say first and foremost, to start a blog. And once you're actually blogging and linking to other people's blogs, you're actually going to start becoming familiar really with the territory. And, you know, don't, I wouldn't go overboard. I would go to WordPress.com and I would start a blog there. And, but remember that, you know, this is an interactive thing, and it's about sharing, it's about collaboration. So that means that while you're blogging, you're actually going out there and reading other people's blogs. And you might come back with information that you put in your blog and that you link back to other people's information. This is one of the most powerful things about the blogosphere, is that you track back to their information, to somebody else's blog, you link to somebody else's blog, and they can actually track back to your blog, because by your linking to them, you have told them automatically in what's called a ping. And so then you're suddenly on their radar. And all of, you know, that, for kind of getting used to that whole process and how powerful it can be and how large a network you can build, is probably the best place to start and just get your feet wet there.
Great.
Second step that I was going to say is from there to go to the social indexing sites, as far as, you know, claiming your blog in Technorati and looking around some of the other blogs and tagging them and bookmarking them and kind of, you know, building up a collection of bookmarks yourself. And, you know, then that's probably enough right there for a lot of people to get a feel for how it works.
Well, that's good. And blogs seem simple, and there's just a lot of places that a person can get a blog going. Like you say, WordPress is probably one of the more popular ones.
Right, and they're free.
Yeah. Exactly. So, gosh, Deltina, this has just been overwhelming with all these technical terms and so on. But I would like you now to just talk about your website and let our listeners know again what your website address is.
Okay, it's socialmediapower.com. And, you know, what I do is, one of the main things I do is, you know, social media consulting. And, you know, I you know, kind of do an analysis of, you know, what somebody is about or what their book is about or, you know, what their press is about or their business is about, and try to, you know, help them put their efforts into some very specific areas of social media that really are going to be beneficial to them. And then I also do the development. I build custom WordPress sites and Joomla sites, and I build social media newsrooms, social media press releases, and custom widgets, and mashups, which is a feature that we just didn't get that far today.
Well, so it's just so much easier for some of us that aren't so technically inclined to go to somebody like you and to say, hey, create a social media room for me. And you can do that. You can do all these things rather than me trying to figure out how to do a blog or how to, you know, remember what you said with social indexing is and so on. So this is something that you do.
Yes, yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll do it. But it's also, yeah, it also takes a little bit of effort. You know, I don't fight people and say, but, you know, I can snap my fingers and make it all happen for them. You know, there still needs to be, I mean, like really, you know, any good marketing plan, there needs to be some effort on the initial source of information.
Of course, of course. Again, thank you so much, Deltina, and you've just given us a lot of information, and I know that the listeners will really appreciate it.
Well, I'm glad you had me today. Thanks, Victor.
Thank you, Deltina. While we were talking, I added my two blogs to Technorati, so I'm not beyond hope. Okay. You've been listening to another podcast edition of Authors Access, where authors get published and published authors get successful. We'll be back on the air October 4th, 2007, when our topic will be to self-publish or not to self-publish, the big question. And our guest who will be joining us is Jacqueline Church Simons. You can learn more about our guest on the Authors Access website, which is authorsaccess.com. Authors Access is a joint production of Reader Views Incorporated and Loving Healing Press.
And for Reader Views, this is Irene Watson in Austin, Texas, signing off.
For Loving Healing Press, this is Victor Volkman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, wishing you all a good evening.